This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off, you're a huge fucking cock!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Danny's listening to the feed outside, so Danny will join us in a second. You're listening to the UnfilteredRadio Network.com. This is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, like I said. 718-577-1389. Everybody's saying it works. It works. It's alive! Sweet baby Jesus! It's alive! Round of applause for Danny.
Yeah,
Danny making it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Making shit happen.
That's
he usually does.
Yes. He is our director of vocal
stuff.
Something. I don't know what the fuck he is.
A little prick.
He's something.
He fixes everything.
No, he's got a big prick. Didn't we figure this out already?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
God damn it. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening. We're also live on Facebook Live, as you can tell if you're watching the footage as we speak, live for your visual entertainment with a brand new spanky camera angle. That's right.
Yes,
brand new spanky camera angle. That is Danny.
Folks.
Danny, for the first time ever on the Ham Cam, which is officially up and running there with the brand new spanky camera angle. That's down to one of me. And then, of course, you have Billy, who is actually on the Ham Cam with his beautiful, beautiful blue, beautiful blue Ham Radio Show teaser. Billy, turn a little bit to this way.
Is that a fucking Joe shirt?
That is a, I believe,
that
a...
That is an effing Joe shirt.
It is a fucking Joe shirt.
Okay.
Joe, lean to your, towards your...
Left.
Your big board.
Go left.
Okay. Go left. He doesn't know his left from his right. There you go. That's Joe's hand.
Joe.
So that's Joe's hand.
Yeah, okay.
Joe, last week you mentioned Le Cirque, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're going out of business. File chapter 11.
God damn it,
Will you
Joe?
Stop killing shit?
Stop mentioning shit!
Fucking Joe.
That must have been that roach I brought in the box.
This place has rats! Big fucking rats!
Like, quick story, my cousin Jackie, every time we went to a restaurant, he used to have a roach in the box.
Just in case.
Really? And like, just before the meal was like just about finished, he would yell, scream, and let the roach out of the box and run all around his plate. And then he would just walk out. And we never paid for a meal.
And gee, Joe is the vocal majority on this show.
Well, you know, he was that kind of guy.
Technically, Joe is now the new voice of reason when you really think of it.
Wow.
And that, my friend, is a problem. Hi, Michelle, who's in the Facebook Live, sweet Lenore. Oh, sweet Lenore.
Oh, that's Edgar Allan
Poe. Lenore?
Lenore.
Not Lenore.
Lenore. Deidre's in there, and Deidre's mad with me because I used to work with her at the movie theater.
Oh.
Now I work at Thou Who Shall Not Be Named, Voldemort Radio.
What's she look like?
Little black chick.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, she's pretty. You want to fuck her?
Are you sure?
You can ask her if you want. Yeah. Regina in there as well.
What the hell?
Wait, hold on. Deidre, I did tell you I was leaving. Remember the last day when I stood there and said, it's my last day. I don't know if that was too much of a hint for you, but that's what I was telling
you. Well, you said she's short. It may have gone right over her head.
Hi-yo!
Oh, my
Ladies
God.
And gentlemen, the comedy stylings of one Billy Nicknames,
Who
is here tonight in his beautiful blue shirt. Yeah. It's my beautiful blue shirt, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look at it.
I'll tell you.
By the way, you can get your shirts still at teespring.com / Skunk Duck Design.
That's right.
You can get your stuff there. And the Ham Radio shirts. Damn right. The Ham Radio Show shirts are still up there. And a lot of other Skunk Duck Design t-shirts are available for your wearing needs and wants and desires at teespring.com. So you can get that as well.
Okay.
And then look, if it makes Billy look good.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be quality fabric.
Exceptional.
Some may call it the Golden Fleece.
This has been washed like 30 times.
Unlike
so
Billy, that's been washed.
Yeah, really? It's got all its color. That's really cool, man.
It doesn't bleed. I noticed that. The blacks, it's going to sound really racist, and Deidre's listening.
The blacks
stay black!
Well, yeah,
the colors don't run.
They get sort of like grayish after a while.
Yeah, not this shirt. This shirt I'm wearing is not a Ham Radio Show shirt. It is somewhat gray.
Yeah.
The black Ham Radio Show t-shirts though are a solid black still. I have washed I have the two, and then I have to order the Buffet Club t-shirt, which I don't have.
Oh.
Yeah, we like lacked.
I totally lapsed. You know what it was? I was starting a new job. Which brings me to the epiphany. I was telling Joe today, before the show, I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
While walking around the halls of Voldemort Radio this morning on my way to take my morning poop, when no one's around, I get to take a poop. It's a great half hour.
It's a great for that thing.
Oh my God, my hours are perfect for morning poops.
Stink to join out.
You know what it is? You do courtesy flushes. There's a whole system.
Oh, really?
You can't just take a poop in your work area.
What do you mean they do courtesy flushes?
Your courtesy flushes. Yeah. The moment the log hits the toilet, you flush.
You buy that garbage, you spray on it.
No, I have that. I'm not bringing the poopery from my house to Voldemort Radio.
They fit in your coat pocket.
You could confuse it later for like the
I have a system, people, and drinking. All right, things are breaking down already. I have a system.
No, listen, you
go in there.
Yeah.
Number one.
Absolutely.
The only thing is at Voldemort Radio, the only thing is I got to say right now is that the I don't shit in Howard's Complex. You can't. It's a whole separate wing.
He has his own bathroom.
He's got a whole side of the building is his.
Wow.
On the 36th floor, come by. You can't get in, so come by.
He must be the boss.
He has his own little wing, the Stern Empire.
Yeah.
The Stern section of the compound is, to your right.
Yeah.
No, what happens is, I have a system. The only thing though at Voldemort Radio is that they have these toilets that I don't know what evil toilets these are. Because when you flush, if you're sitting, my nutsack went in the hole.
Like
water came up and splashed my bag.
Oh!
Then the suction of the toilet sucked my ball bag into the hole.
Wow, that could be dangerous.
How much of it too?
Surprise!
That's not. I didn't go surprise. My old fuck.
I bet you that was the best Hummer you ever had in your life.
Oh, really? Well, at least you clean my balls. That's
now you know why he spends a half hour in there.
Yeah. You got to do cleanup afterwards.
Well, you know, if you're ready for that, it could really be an exotic experience. It'd be kind of cool.
Exotic? Were you going for erotic?
Yeah, that
exotically erotic.
Yes, let's just fucking correct Joe. It's erotic. Is what you're
the same thing?
Exotic exotic means like I'm going to an exotic location.
Oh.
Like, the tropics. That's exotic.
Well, I'm not a dancer. I'm an exotic dancer.
Yeah. And then erotic.
Since when?
they call Danny Muffs McGee. The erotic means I get turned on by it. I don't get turned on by it. My ball bag.
Not yet.
But my ball bag got clean. I mean, everyone's laughing. Regina's laughing. Lenore's laughing.
Two or three shits later.
Lenore!
Two or three shits.
Come to the door, Lenore! Don't interrupt my Lenores.
Two to three shits later, you know, so they get his, get a hard on.
No, but let me explain it.
Okay.
Because Joe didn't even understand courtesy flush.
Well.
When you go, number one, we don't allow, the only one that takes shits in the tour bus here, in this studio, in the Palacious Shoebox Studios here.
Hey, hurry up in there.
In the bunker is Danny. Danny's the only one that drops logs in that bathroom.
And I
now,
am proud to drop logs.
Yes, and he does. He goes number two in the tour bus, which is against the rules, but he does it anyway. The smallest fucker in here is the one with the weakest fucking asshole because he just dumps.
I pulled live on the air for the show.
I know, but that was for a reason. We were testing out the squatty potty theory.
Oh, here comes the unholy butthole now.
So now Danny's unholy butthole is ripping all the time here. Now, there's a difference. When you go in there, Danny, you don't courtesy flush because you're the only one going in. So, Dan, now what a courtesy flush entails, Joe, is when you poop.
Yeah.
As soon as the poop hits the water, maybe two or three logs, depending on what comes out.
How fast you get
how fast the log flume is working.
Okay.
Then you flush.
Ooh.
The only problem is at the Voldemort Radio, I get the blowback of the water. I get a splashdown on my bowl bag.
Even if you're not finished, you flush?
You flush every time. You just keep getting, you get the smell out of there.
Oh.
You get the smell out of there. Lenore writes, there's nothing like a morning poop. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Morning poop is the biggest poop of the day.
Yeah,
it's the most important poop of the day because you think and you have to see, I have at least 20 minutes to relax, poop, think about my day, the workload that I am going to do at Voldemort Radio, what I have to accomplish.
It's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of shit. Because I have to think of the Howard Stern stuff I have to do. I have to think of all the other things I have to do. There's a lot resting on my big back.
That was satisfying, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And then you're going to, after that, you're going to think about the load you're going to spend when you go home.
Well, it depends on who I run into at the, there are porn stars, there are, very hot celebrities that run around Sirius. I'm not going to say I don't get erections time and time again. I'm just saying those are different loads, Danny. One load, I cannot drop that other load at work.
No.
I'm not allowed to.
Do they have a green room there, like where everybody...
Howard has a green room, yes.
He's the only one?
Well, there's a lobby.
Yeah.
You can go in the lobby when you're waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can go into the Howard, the Stern section, if you're going to be on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, so he's got
and
no
you can
section.
Go into, the, yes, you can go into the, there is a green room area, which I learned today.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. It has one of those cool CIA windows on it.
Oh.
That when you hit the light switch, it frosts the windows.
Oh.
And you don't see in there, so you have no clue who's in there. Like, perfect example, they did a town hall.
Yeah.
And they, from the guys from the Morning Men,
mm-hmm.
Who we've discussed on this very program.
Right.
Evan Cohen and, Mike Babchick. Okay. Babchick. Right. They have, their fans are called Fowls. F-A-L. Foul. All right. So they have that. They have foul boxer shorts.
You mean like birds foul?
No, no. F-A-L, Joe. Learn to spell. Oh, I know you're dyslexic. Well, don't help. Let me get out the story.
Sound like birds.
So now, sound like birds.
Yeah. What are fowls?
So now they get, they have, what they give away is they have boxer shorts. So I helped them out with something back and forth. He goes, go upstairs to my office, go get a pair of boxer shorts to use. I go, okay. So I go upstairs to get the boxer shorts. Now I bump into...
Here I come to save the day.
Thank you.
Oh.
I Mighty Mouse the shit out of it.
Is that you?
That was me. I was singing while coming down the steps, holding my boxer shorts very proudly because it was something I helped out another radio program with something. Now, here comes the funny part.
Okay.
I bump into, while holding my underwear in my hand, Jane Fonda.
Really?
Yes. So now, Hanoi Jane is in front of me, and I have boxers in my hands. It's the weirdest moment because you cannot prepare yourself
for Jane Fonda.
For Jane Fonda while you're holding your underwear, unless you're Ted Turner. That is about the only person that was holding his underwear ever looking at Jane Fonda.
Jane, could you help me with
that? Yeah, Jane, can you get my fly? I don't know what to tell her. What do you tell her? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway.
Excuse me, are these yours?
So back onto my emotional, you know. Are these yours?
I found the one in the sink.
I found them in Vietnam. Are these yours? So anywho, moving on.
Yeah.
This morning's little thing while taking, on the way to take the morning poop.
Because
we got sidetracked by the poop.
No, no, wait a minute.
Happens on this show all the fucking time.
Did you talk to Jane Fonda?
I thought, well, I said hi. I walked into her. Like, literally, she's getting her makeup done. The guy from Earl Shives was coming in and he fucking sandblasted that face.
Wow.
He's just fucking scraping up the barnacles.
You have the
Of the fucking sea bass.
You have the perfect, starter to talk
What
about.
Do I say? Here's my underwear?
Yeah.
How is that a fucking starter?
Look at these, lady.
Excuse me, would you smell these?
Your husband almost ruined wrestling? What do I fucking say to her?
Are these new? Can you tell me if they're new or not?
Do these smell clean?
Can you see the track marks?
Yes. Does this look like shit?
How big are your tits?
I got a nicotine stain over here.
So anywho, going on to the thing, whatever.
Is this your final answer?
Yeah.
And then the, I had this notion, though. After being told numerous times, I'm not gonna say the lady's name on the air.
Okay.
Because I told Joe the story. She no longer works for, Voldemort Radio. But she, once almost blackballed me.
The Dragon Lady.
Yes, we can call the Dragon Lady.
Okay.
Not her.
From Sirius, quite frankly. I'll say the name there. Because what happened was, it was something where things, wires got crossed, ideas were thought of that weren't done, people came to my defense, it was nothing that I did in real life, she thought something happened that didn't happen, whatever.
Well, see, when you attempt to have sex with her daughter, she'll be upset.
It wasn't her daughter, it was her son.
That makes it even better.
Neither here nor there.
And his little dog, too.
Yes. And he had underwear, and I showed it.
Did you borrow money from him?
No, it wasn't anything like that. It was something where she thought something was said, and it wasn't said. And I don't. People came to my defense and told her he didn't say that. I don't know what you're talking about. Whatever.
And I have $10.
But long story short, she pretty much fucking blasted me, and I believe personally kept me away from Voldemort Radio for a long time.
Yeah.
Then what happens is I finally break this glass ceiling. I get to the fucking promised land.
She's a dick.
So now she's a dick. I won't disagree with you. She's a dick.
George is so nonchalant.
So while I'm walking on the way to the bathroom today, though, I have this kind of like spiritual moment where it became like a personal victory. I'm like, I'm 10 feet away from Jim Norton. My favorite comic in the whole fucking world. I work with him every day. Yet again, that's a co-worker now.
Yeah.
Do you realize, like, Jim Norton is a co-worker of mine? Then I'm like, I'm less than 50 feet away from Stern. Howard Stern is a co-worker of mine. Like, that's, he fucking blows my brains out. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it was like one of those, it was a personal victory this morning, and I want to thank everybody who said something on Facebook about it this morning, because I was talking to everybody, and everybody and their mother, like, people telling me how great, the show that we do here is, and how,
You bet your ass.
And how great we are, and how great Danny is, and Billy, and Joe, and everybody else. Well, not as much Joe, but more me. And they were saying how great and everything is, and thank you for that. It was a spiritual moment. So not only did I take the morning poop, and that was a great morning poop, but it was more of an omnipotent morning poop, because I had the epiphany this morning that I actually work at the place that I was saying it to Joe. Pretend I'm a fucking little leaguer.
Yeah.
That his whole way tried to work up and play baseball, and now I play for the Yankees.
I'm just psyched that you're not Jay Fonda. Thing. You know, you could have asked her. Maybe she wanted.
Joe is 7 minutes behind on the. He's the delay.
Well, no.
Joe is still the Jane Fonda aspect.
Yeah, I had an opportunity. You could ask. Maybe you want a carpool or something.
Oh yeah, Jane. Can we Uber? Can we Uber together?
Can we
maybe
share a cab? You know, something.
Is
like
it
that.
Possible? Maybe we'll Uber.
Excuse me. Do you have naked pictures from my?
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Debbie. By the way, speaking of naked pictures. One of the women that turned Joe down, Debbie, is in the Facebook Live suite.
Everybody turns me down.
Everyone turns you down because nobody wants to show you their hooters.
The Tony Clifton.
Okay. And your clam box.
Everything.
Everybody turns yourself down.
I have no.
Why'd you turn your mouth down so I can tell the people what they got on the show tonight?
I have no sex appeal.
You never have.
I used to have it.
Used it. You lost it.
I kept it in the closet too long.
Go back into the closet because we still think you're in the closet.
That's true.
That's what I'm thinking. On the show today, the beautiful Ebony Prince. Princess herself, Naomi Banks, will be on the show today.
She's gorgeous.
She is fucking hot.
And
fabulous.
And I have new pictures of her.
Well, everyone has new pictures of her. She used to be a porn star. I don't know if she still is a porn star. Oh. We'll find out from her. That's going to be in the 7 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pothead Jerry's going to be calling in. Uncle Jerry himself. He wants to call in. What up, Ralph? Ralph in the Facebook Live suite as well. So we got our hashtag Spank Bank Girl of the Week on the show today, Naomi Banks. We're going to have some calls. If you feel free, if you want to call the show, of course. Why the hell would you not? You can talk to us here on the Facebook Live suite, or you can talk to us about your morning poops and other things that we discuss here on the program. 718-577-1389. Thank you, Danny. That was a good burp.
No problem.
A little bassy on that.
Yeah. All I have is pancakes in the morning.
You're going to have morning poops.
Well, I try, but, you know, it's
Joe is always, what do you call that, constipated.
Constipated, yeah.
Well, that's he's full of shit.
Lay off the pancakes, because you're probably putting syrup on them, which
course,
is binding the hell out of
it
you.
It is?
Syrup binds you?
I don't know.
No, I
fucking
don't
go along
so.
With
fucking
it.
Doctor nicknames. I didn't know that syrup binds you.
He's making that up.
The pancakes don't bind you. I think pancakes make you loose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So here's what you do. Take the butter off the pancakes, put on your asshole, and grease up that some bitch and let it go.
I can try that, yeah.
You should. 718-577-1389.
Last Tango in Paris.
Yes. This portion of the show, by the way, before we go to break, brought to you by, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network and the Unfiltered. Yes, I'll be on radio with Stern. Unfiltered Radio Network shows.
If I may be so blunt, who gives a shit?
Me neither. Following this very program today, Eat Clean, Think Dirty, Dr. Deborah Lano and Dana.
Oh.
I believe that the fountain of youth lies in keeping your food clean and your thoughts dirty. Yeah. Tune in every week and join the Clean Freak family. For more information, go to facebook.com/don'teatdirty or yoursexdoc.com. Unfiltered Radio Network, now, hear this. So there you go.
Okay.
So that's the show today, folks. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And with the...
We have a lovely seared steak.
Yeah, that's going to be our... you want to hear the specials?
Yeah.
We also, by the way, we
got
have...
the broom and onion.
We also have... while we go to break right now, we have... The Facebook Live is going to be running. So if you're listening to the program... You got it going on right now. Lyle Fillmore, by the way, says he uses Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I don't think she's binding him. is what he's saying.
Right.
So when we come back, you can listen to the show during the commercials right here on Facebook Live, or of course, the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. It's what we do. It is the Ham Radio Show. When we come back, we're taking your calls. We're doing everything else that we do. Yeah. It is the Big Show right here.
How do you bang Mrs. Butterworth?
Very carefully.
Gently about the head and shoulders.
We'll be right back.
Can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't ruin my vitamin's chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is Ham Radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly-lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Doom Era, right here on hamradioshow.com. Brought to you by ham247.tk. Only on hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Mr. episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, stupid?
Yeah! Come on!
Oh,
Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. Live from the Bunker Studios in beautiful scenic Staten Island, New York, it is the one and only, Ham Radio Show. What are we doing? Come on.
Rising up.
Back on the streets. Took our time, took our chances. Come on. Now the guy turned my way. Not a man to survive. 718-577-1389. Later on, the Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the beautiful Ebony Princess herself, my Ebony Goddess, Naomi Banks, will be on the show, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. I am the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Out. Let's go to the phones. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this? Yellow.
Hello.
Yellow. Who's this? Yellow.
Hello.
Yellow. Is it Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey. It's fucking Jerry over here.
How you doing, Jerry?
Yeah.
Kesarich.
Kesarich, Jerry. Well, Jerry's Jewish, so you go, Shalom, Jerry.
It's all the time in Eugene.
It's Eugene.
It's the same thing.
718-577-1389 or Eugene.
Can you be Eugene or Jerry,
slow down.
In the most unusual
Jerry, slow down. Turn your hearing aid up. You gotta listen to me for a second. I wanna know if I can call you Eugene Jerry now.
Yeah.
I like that. Don't you like Eugene
Depends
Jerry?
Depends on how old he is.
I like Eugene Jerry.
He hates old people, Jerry.
Jerry hates old people.
No, you hate old people.
I don't hate old
you
people.
You hate old people.
I hate you. There's a difference.
Not
Jerry.
Why?
I like Jerry.
There you go.
Why?
I like Eugene Jerry.
He doesn't like
What him. In the world did Joey do that you hate, Joe?
Yeah, come on, man.
Do you want to like the list from today, or do you want
today, the short list.
When he snores into the microphone and doesn't hear it.
No.
Well, okay.
Go ahead, make fun of my affliction.
I understand you have a deviated septum and a ruptured rectum, but the fact of the matter is...
I didn't even know I had that.
Yeah, but the fact is, don't... Just move your head away from the... I'm a fat fuck, and I don't breathe as heavy into the microphone as you do.
Are you sure?
No, because I also move my head away from the mic time and time again. All right, so Jerry was at Eugene... Eugene was in. He was in the middle of saying something.
Yeah, so you know, I tried to connect with an old girlfriend. Always a mistake.
Well, that was your first mistake, Jerry. What did you do?
I wish I had.
I did the right thing, and I sent her flowers for her birthday. And you know, she lures me back in with this. Oh, we'll get together on Saturday, and it'll be great. To make an endless story shorter.
Yeah.
Tried contacting her via text message a couple of times, totally ignored me. And here's the best part. Friday afternoon, get a text to landline message telling me that she can't connect. It was like getting rejected by fucking Stephen Hawking.
My God.
You can go fuck yourself, Eugene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Jerry, when you get to our age, it's very hard to get somebody to touch your winky.
Listen, you know what? Hard to get them to touch your winky without money being involved. And
hey, I'm fucking young and I gotta do that, so shut the fuck up, both of you.
Well, you know, we're reminiscing back in the old days when...
Yeah, when it was $5.
When, $5. When somebody would touch it for free, when they, you know, you can actually...
Hey, you leave Joe's mother out of this!
Have somebody buy the con story.
God damn it. You leave Joe's mother out of this. She touched it for free in a different way.
That's true.
It's time for your bath, Joseph. Get in here. All right, wait. Speaking of winkies, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I had a debate. Okay. And then since I have two old people, I have Jerry.
Oh, shut the fuck up with this old thing. Kick the shit out of you. Yeah. Old.
He hates us, Jerry.
I know he does.
I hate Joe. I don't hate Jerry. Pay attention.
Okay.
All right. Now, I have two seasoned... Well, three, if you count Billy. Seasoned individuals in the room.
Okay,
I was trying to discuss this with my mother today. There was a guy on the news today that was supposedly, they haven't arrested him. They're on the lookout for him. He calls people over to the car. I don't know if anyone heard this story. Did everyone hear the story today?
No, I haven't.
He calls people over to the car, and he exposes his wiener.
Okay.
To them. Okay, now, I'm trying to understand.
Is that you?
But not me, trust me. Although I do like a good car flashing video on the porn sites. I'm trying to understand, how is this an actual crime? If no one gets, because like, hear me out. That's right, Jerry.
Even a dog knows better.
If nobody is getting hurt, like if the girl comes over to the window, sees the guy jerking his bag, and then decides to leave real quick. When you really like, you look at it, you laugh maybe. Cause
it's the same thing if somebody flashes somebody on the subway.
Exactly. Yeah. You walk away. You go, oh, that's a dick. I got to
no,
walk away.
No, but that's a crime.
Yeah. I understand. Wait. I understand it's a crime. I get that you shouldn't have to see a guy's dick if you don't want to see a guy's dick. What I'm saying, though, is if the guy just whips out his penis, it's not like on the high level of fucking, he's not like America's Most Wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even try to rape the girl. No. He didn't smack her in the head with the cock. He didn't come out and go, hey, look at this. Here's some semen in your eye. He didn't do like the scene from Silence of the Lambs where he goes, I cut my wrist. And he flicks a cum bomb in your face. He didn't do anything like that. He's just in his own car and his dick happens to be out. Now, you walked over to give him directions. Now, who is really to blame here? He's in his car and his dick is out. How is this a crime?
Still indecent exposure.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing. I used to live in an apartment building and there was an older black woman that lived catty corner to me. You could see, you know, in her window.
Okay.
And it used to upset me when she used to walk around naked because nobody needs to see that.
Yeah, but see, but was it, is it, is that, now is that a crime?
But if it was Vanessa Del Rio, would you have been
upset?
Well,
that's a different story. I actually know her. She lives in Park Slope.
Oh, I thought she used to live on Staten Island at one point.
At one point she did, but then I know she lived in Park Slope off of 7th Avenue, I think.
Look at Jerry's giving out her address.
Hey, listen, you know.
Jerry's like, I used to hang out in the lobby. I used to smell her sheets when she wasn't home. I'm just trying to understand how, if you're in your car, because it's a whole line of porn videos. If you look up car flashing on any porn website, and I try to find the ones where the girl gets involved.
Yeah.
Those are where it's, where the girl actually, like, I watched one the other day, I jerked off to it. The guy's in the car, you don't see his dick at all, you just see the girl's reaction, and the girl's reaction's fucking hot because he calls her over, she's in the car, and she's like, well, where's the medical center? Whoever the fuck he says to her. But his dick, he's got like a Danny dick where it's big, so you could definitely see he's stroking it up in the air. There it is. There's Danny's cock. Where it's any, like where you can see, exactly. He's not jerking down like low on his bag. He's up here somewhere. So now she starts looking and she's like, "What are you doing? Oh, look at you go!"
Oh, I love that innocent question. Like, what are you doing? You know exactly what the fuck.
Yeah, really.
He's baking bread. What the fuck does it look like he's doing? Yeah. I'm just trying to understand how is it a crime if he's in his car? You know what I mean, I understand if you're out in the street and you have the trench coat. And you get on the subway with Jerry, and he goes, "We're going to Vanessa Del Rio's house."
No, you know what it is? If the guy's attractive, it's not a crime.
Oh, that's a given.
If the guy is
so, if it's Eddie in the car,
unattractive to the woman, oh, then it's like, oh no, he tried to rape her mind, and But if the guy's attractive, it's like all shits and giggles.
It's only sexual
cock
harassment.
And balls are hanging out.
Sexual harassment when it's me.
Well, it's the same thing with women. Yeah. You know, they have these women on Broadway now that walk around topless. You know, and you take pictures with them.
Yeah, they got painted titties.
And it's okay as long as they're attractive. But you get some like if you get that like
no Sandy work. Sandy Kane is on there the cowgirl, the naked cowgirl.
Is she good?
And looking? No, she's hideous.
Oh, really?
But her titty and like she's got 20-year-old titties. Her body's 80, but she used to be. I think she used to do porn back in the day, and she got sued by the Naked Cowboy because she belittles his brand. The motherfucker has it trademarked,
right?
So she got in trouble, but she is like a dirty slut of a woman, and she's proud of it, which is great. But I don't think she's still allowed to go about her business. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
if the guy doesn't call the girl over or call the other person over to
the
car.
But if he's in his car jerking it.
but he invited that person to come over. If the other person comes to the vehicle and sees it, and then is like, you know, okay, cool.
But what if she walks over, what if he calls her over, he's doing it, but in the midst of her walking over, he says, by the way, I'm jerking my bag.
What's the actual law on that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Lewd conduct,
indecent exposure.
Yeah, but
you've got people sitting on trains. They don't take anything out. They just shove their hand in their pocket and play pocket.
Yeah.
I did it once.
Yeah, they're rubbing up against somebody.
Well, that's illegal.
You know, dude, I did that when I was a little. I swear to God, I was a pervert my whole life. Statue of Liberty, I will never forget. Statue of Liberty, I was 12 years old with my family. We're walking up the stairs, and what they have is, if you ever did the Statue of Liberty, it's just nothing but people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, wall to wall. So I'm, my little,
ass to nose,
yeah, so my little fat body is lined up perfectly with this woman in front of me's ass.
Yeah.
And we would stop short, and my little bulge would smash her. That's right, dog. My little bulge would smash.
Come on, move it, lard ass.
It'd smack her right in the ass. And she knew I was doing it because I'm a pervert. This is why I'm cheering for the guy in his car and asking why. Well, I understand it's different if you're in a trench coat on a train and you say, if you're Eugene Jerry and you're saying, hey, I'm going to Vanessa Del Rio's house. This is what I'm bringing. And you whip out your cock. I can understand that being very bad. What if you're in your car? I'm just saying, what, Danny?
Well, according to Debbie, if you pee in public in Florida, you're a sex offender.
If you pee in public?
If you pee in public, that's
if you pee in public.
Facebook Live, sweet.
Yes, Debbie said.
So if you pee in a pool in public in Florida,
is
you're
your dick
a sex
out?
Offender.
No, but your dick has to be out.
Get out, man.
You can pee in a pool with your dick not out.
Everybody
do it all the time. What are you talking about?
Everybody pees in the pool.
Nobody fucking gets out of the pool. This is why I love people that are like, oh, we got the hotel, we got the one with the pool.
Yeah.
Enjoy your piss cocktail. Because nobody gets out of the pool. Think about it. When you're in the pool,
you get out
drinking,
of the shower to take a piss?
No.
Come on.
The only time I get out of the pool is if I gotta take a shit. I won't shit in the, I won't baby Ruth the fucking pool.
You want duty.
Well, if there's enough room to run around in a circle.
Yeah, I won't do that
otherwise.
But we did that story, I don't know when, maybe it was like a couple of years ago, where the guy.
We do a lot of stories, Dave.
No, the guy was in his house, going back to what Jerry was saying about the lady that's catty-cornered to him.
Uh-huh.
He was in his house, naked, getting a cup of coffee. In the morning.
Oh, yeah. And somebody called the cops on him.
Yeah, but a lady was walking her kid to school and just happened to look into the window.
And he's a sex offender now.
Yeah, and he got arrested and all that shit.
Because he's in his own house.
Yeah, but somebody, but he didn't have, like, the curtains drawn. Like, it was, I remember part of the
story. He wasn't standing there, like, saying,
no, he wasn't, like, jerking
in the window.
He was just walking around this house naked going about his daily routine.
Let me explain it this way. He wasn't pressing ham. In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
He's going about his daily routine, getting his Cocoa Puffs, trying to live life, and somebody happens to see him, and now he's in trouble with the law.
Shame on you, macho shithead.
But wouldn't that then constitute make me right, Danny? If I'm in my
car
and my cock is out,
I think,
and you happen to come over and see it.
But if you're calling the person over to the vehicle, you're inviting him.
I'm asking directions.
Well, if you need directions on how to jerk off, you should be jerking off.
You're not doing it right, that's for sure.
Wait, first, I'm not asking for directions to jerk off. Let's say I'm not jerking it. Let's just say my dick is out. And it's flaccid.
Okay, let's just say you're from Mississippi, and you're doing the full, let's say, Donald Duck.
Yeah, no pants. I'm just driving.
Okay.
I'm driving my car, no pants.
Yeah.
All right? Now, I call her over because I get lost in Mississippi.
You spilled hot coffee.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-P-P-I. Can't find the medical center.
They don't have one.
They don't have one because they only got 3 teeth for the whole town. All right, now I need to find the medical center.
What are you talking about now?
So now I need to find where to go. I'm not wearing pants. She comes over, looks in the car, sees my semi-erect penis. Because maybe maybe she had one of the teeth. I went, ooh, that's a keeper. All right, now am I then doing something illegal? if I'm in my car, the same as Danny was saying, that guy was in his house.
Yes, yeah, but the guy was about on his house.
If she finds you attractive, no.
There you go.
If she doesn't find you attractive, she could throw the fucking
exactly.
book at you.
Exactly, thank you.
So you're pretty much screwed, Ed. But see, to me,
man, that's not nice.
It is true. I do have a body like Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
But the dude was in his own house, which is on private property. But your car is on a public street.
Yeah, but isn't your car private property?
Yeah, on a
your
public,
car.
On a public street.
Yeah, but my dick's in the car. My dick's not on the street.
Your dick should be in your pants.
My dick should be in my pants.
As opposed to just hanging out. Like,
I think that's what it says on the Statue of Liberty.
It's catching a ride in the car.
Right. I mean, if you got shorts and they're a little too short and it's poking out the side, you might get away with it. But if you're actually pulling out, and
I'm pulling out.
Wait. And you have it in your hand,
yeah.
And you invite somebody over.
If you're like an old man and you have testicles to hang down so that you qualify as a tripod, then you can get away with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one out of Debbie's page. And what if your Viagra didn't wear off?
Yeah.
And you got to drive. You can't really drive with a hard-on in your pants. You have to kind of unzip it to let
it go. How about this, ladies? Let me ask the room and the people on Facebook Live and the people on the phone, 718-577-1389. If you, say, took Viagra. Say you're Joe, because you can't get it up.
I can't.
And you're popping the blue pills.
Wow, left-handed shots to Joe tonight, by the way, and they're not coming from me. I just want everybody to know that.
I know.
By the way, I got to admit, Jerry...
He hates old people, guys.
No. Jerry sounds like Ron Bennington to me tonight. He really does. You have a very good radio voice, Jerry. He definitely sounds like baby. All right, now, anyway, so let's just say Joe takes his Viagra, takes his magic blue pill.
I do.
And he's wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
And the cock looks juicy. It's inside the sweatpants. It's sticking up. It's
so
just
he looks like
now
a kid in junior high school.
Yeah, so she comes. It's boner city.
Okay.
She comes over to the car, and he's got a massive erection. His dick is not out, but he's got
it's
a massive
in his
erection.
Pants. It's
is
fine.
That still a lewd act?
No, because it's in the pants. What if it's
no, it's in the pants.
What if he's rubbing?
There have been times when, let's say, I'm in a car with a woman, and I got a pup tent going on in my pants.
Exactly.
But if it's not out, I'm sorry. It's a human reaction. Sorry that I reacted.
What if you got some pre-cum?
If you're sitting there rubbing it, that's a different
story.
What if
the only thing that's going to control the beast is you rubbing your cock through your pants?
Well,
that's what I told the cop.
What you do is you go to McDonald's, order a fucking shake, and spill it on yourself. The cold should, like, take it all away.
Now it's got a Viagra dick. Speaking of dicks, look at me segue out of this one dick story into someone supposedly acting like a dick. Has everyone else heard this story about Strahan? Everyone heard about the Good Morning America scandal?
What's going on there?
Michael Strahan's role at Good Morning America is still ruffling feathers
at
the morning show. Sources claim fellow anchors on the show are sick of the ABC bosses giving him preferential treatment.
Oh, you mean like he gets all the good assignments?
Exactly.
Well, that's not his fault.
Well, supposedly it is. They say that this is a quote from somebody behind the scenes.
Of course it is.
They roll out the carpet for Strahan while seasoned talent is treated like dirt.
Well, it's not Michael Strahan's fault if they're treating him good. I mean, what are you going to do if somebody's treating you good? Don't treat me too good,
well,
man.
Well, they're saying that they have some form of in the contract.
Which of the prima donnas is
the
overpaid prima donnas are bitching and moaning about somebody getting more attention than them.
Honestly, why
they need to be bitch slapped.
Wait, I'll answer the question because
he gets bigger bagels than I do.
Hold on. It seems like George Stephanopoulos seems to be one of those little whiny douchebags.
That midget that came out of Clinton's ass is bitching and moaning about what now?
He's got his own show. The football star is getting
more attention.
First off, I didn't know you had his business card because it does say midget that came out of Clinton's ass on his business card. Says George Stephanopoulos, midget, that came out of Clinton's ass. He's bitching because supposedly at 8:57 when they go off the air, he just gets up and leaves. He doesn't even stay around to talk to anybody anymore because he's so overwhelmed with the Michael Strahan.
It's called a job.
Give me a break.
It's called a fucking job. You friends with everybody you work with?
I hate everybody.
Yeah, so do I. Fucking hate the world.
Tell him, Joe.
And if my job ends at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock in 3 seconds, I'm up, not saying goodbye, telling you have a great weekend, sticking my tongue in your ear or shit like that. Bad enough I have to fucking work with you 40 hours.
Absolutely. Well, it depends on where you work. You might stick your tongue in somebody's rear if you're into porn.
Perhaps maybe all of these people should go out and get their teeth gapped.
Yes.
And then, you know, they could be superstars.
That would be a sign of unity.
Yeah. You know, maybe they should all go out and get, like, oh, I don't know, a real job.
Now, what happens if Michael Strahan is pantsless in his car?
Oh, there's a video of that somewhere.
Chances are that Chelsea Handler is
licking her chaps
somewhere around his penis. Mm-hmm.
She's good looking.
She does like the blacks. Yeah. She did date 50 Cent.
Yeah, she do like the black guy.
She likes the black guy. She likes to touch their big old penis, isn't it?
Well, you know, he's a guy. This woman that you have on later tonight.
Yes, next, right after you.
A little fucking hottie.
How fucking hot is Naomi Banks?
Yeah.
She is fucking hot. And she's got a new line of lingerie coming out. We're going to talk to her about it. And in the photo spread for the lingerie.
Is Joe going to masturbate like a lifer into that lingerie?
I believe he is.
I'm just curious.
Only if they let me.
Inquiring minds want to know.
He's gonna look like he's making fire like a caveman. He's gonna be rubbing two twigs together.
Spontaneous combustion.
Fire!
And the studio's on fire. Oh my God.
I don't care. I'm not done yet.
I smell smoke.
But there's a picture. There is a picture.
Hopefully, that's all you smell is smoke. not meat cooking.
And by the way, I also, speaking of smoke, I feel bad because Jerry wants to come to the studio.
Sure.
And I feel bad though because I understand that Jerry gets it. I don't think that Jerry is like, these fucking guys are trying to, but I feel bad because Jerry wants to come to the studio and hang out. The only thing is, how fast do I leave after the show?
Oh, yeah.
I have to be...
Oh, like somebody paroled you. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the stray head on his show.
Exactly. I'm the George Stephanopoulos. I can't stand all you cocksuckers.
Well, we know that.
But I feel bad because I want Jerry to come into the studio. So we need to figure out a time frame.
Why don't we do a Friday special?
There you go. Jerry.
We can do it.
We
can do a whole fucking... we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Because that's what... I want Jerry in studio. He's fucking, he's opinionated.
Yeah.
He's a pothead like Joe.
We'll get high together.
He's going to bring the gummies.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to bring gummies.
I got something for you. I got edibles for you.
Oh, he's got some edibles. They're going to have incredible edibles. Could be the name of the show we do. It's a special.
Panties for everyone.
There you go. You do a pot edibles tasting thing, Danny.
There you go.
Like a wine tasting, but with fucking edibles. That's something.
Well, I said Friday.
You know, I actually did want to do that. I wanted to go to Amsterdam and do that.
Joe, you and Jerry. Joe and Jerry's wild adventure in Amsterdam.
They'd never come back.
We'd never leave the fucking place where you get the pot.
Hey, honey.
It would just be us there and a cloud of smoke around our faces.
Honey.
That's the whole show.
Honey, we're in the red light district. we're not leaving until we see a green light.
Listen, the red light district. You see, you're still too young. You don't understand. It's like you've got to do the equation, the math equation. How much effort am I going to put into getting this sex? How much is it going to cost me? And
it's
in the end, what am I going to be watching on TV?
It's the red light district. All you have to do is show up.
Yeah, you have to show up, and then you have to get it up. You have to perform. You have to...
Excuse me, do you want me to hold it up for you, Jerry?
No, but you...
Danny, go get some popsicle sticks and some duct tape.
Listen, you don't understand that I pay for cable, so I take a look to see what's on cable.
Well, then why don't you pay for your cable? That's what I'm saying. Let your cable be happy.
And no porn this week?
Wait.
I've adjusted my my computer screen to now hone in to get that.
Unless Joe watches it on the back screen. Joe, I order you for the people at Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Just by happenstance.
Yeah.
In the back over here, can you just put some porn on? Put some nice lesbian porn. So you don't see a dick. You
yeah, lesbian porn is not, you know, I agree. I agree with everybody in that.
You just see, you just see some kissing. What are you doing, Danny?
Yeah. I'm censoring it. Facebook doesn't like it. It's not.
Wait, he didn't get up to do the porn yet. don't premature censor.
Danny's wearing the
computer. Oh, look at that. You see
now.
Why do you have to be that way?
Yeah, Danny, you're ruining Jerry's good time.
Yeah, you're ruining my life, Danny.
He had a great show. We have to go to break and everything, but we
all right, listen, I'll speak to you guys next week, and we'll make a plan for some Friday thing, and enjoy Naomi Banks.
Ooh. I will. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Eugene Jerry, please. Eugene. My paisan.
Okay, buddy.
My paisan. Eugene. He's a Eugene. All right. So, yeah. I felt bad because every time Jerry, we were coming up with back and forth, and he's like, oh, well, I'll stay. We'll do the bumper. And I'm like, but I leave right after the show.
That's what I said. I'll be
you don't understand. I'm here for 4 minutes, like, filling out shit, and then I leave.
We go do a Friday special, because then you don't have to worry about leaving and getting up for work the
coming
next day.
Coming knocking on the door. Well, not any day but the 14th. I have to actually work at a night, so.
Aha!
On that one, so. But I will be, it'll be a different, a whole bunch of people, different people at the Voldemort Radio for me to hang out with on that day.
More
so who knows?
Scared.
That's what I'm saying. Who knows what will transpire?
Actually breathing people.
They might be. Who knows?
Yeah. No, they
can't take a, I can't take a midday poop is all I'm saying.
Okay. No, you're going to have to shit before you go.
Billy, Willie says, he's watching you, Billy. He just wants you to know that.
I always feel like
somebody's excited they get to see
their
sexy beast on the
Facebook my
live.
Sexy beast. Uh-huh. Nick, stop calling him that. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. The lovely, the beautiful, the erotic Ebony Princess.
Yes.
Naomi Banks.
Our Nubian Queen.
Let's go!
Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet. The show must go on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Doom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage, or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Way down with the valley tonight. There's a man in the silence with the blood in the sound. And the bridge out of no soul right. There's a moon in the air, there's thunder in the sky. And a killer's on the bloodshot trees. It's the Ham Radio Show.
No, it's not.
It is, I swear to God it is. 718-577-1389. We gotta get our beautiful Smack Bang Girl of the Week, Naomi Banks, on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dial the right number this time.
I hope to God I am. Yeah. Every time now, I gotta fucking be worried. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, by the way, the Ham Radio Show. How are you? How are you doing on this fine evening? Facebook Live as well. Three rings, I'm scared already. Come on. Like a bat out of hell. I'll be gone when the morning comes. Yeah.
Hey, you know who you call. Leave a message.
What the fuck?
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Ham Radio Show. We're trying to call you. I guess I'll try to call you again. We have an interview for 7 o'clock. You've retweeted this and everything, so I know you know it's us. I'll call you back again, Naomi. Or Naomi. I might be saying the name wrong, maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. But Miss Banks, I'm going to try to call you again. It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on, baby. Work with me.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Okay.
To listen to your message, message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is she related to Tyra Banks?
No. She's way hotter.
Tyra Banks is pretty hot, too, you know.
Nah, Tyra Banks looks like a man.
And apparently nobody likes her anymore.
Yeah.
Oh. I
don't know.
She's now the Nick Cannon of the America's Got Talent.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
That's good.
Willie says it's a spam loaf, by the way.
Okay.
I wanna be dancing. Dancing till the night.
Hey, you know who you call.
No, I don't know. Who did I call? That's her, though. It's not like I don't have the wrong number. That's her. So it's like...
We've been having bad luck lately.
Every time. I'm going to do it one more time, and then I'm going to call the Wrangler.
Yep.
Because I know she's looking at her phone going, like, what is this?
Yes, I couldn't believe that.
And it's her on the answering machine. Every time, though. And I know Jerry's like, I got off the fucking phone for this.
Right.
I was definitely bringing the laughs.
Yes, he was. He was doing quite well.
Forbidden.
They got beer and donuts?
I don't know. For Regina.
Hey, you know who you call.
No, I don't know. Jesus Christmas.
It's hurricane.
Right, listen to some meatloaf for a second.
I don't know. The meatloaf has kind of, I don't know.
What, you don't like meatloaf now?
It's kind of dried out now.
You gotta put the brown gravy on it.
What do you say? Yeah, but I'm thinking, I don't know, after a while it just sort of loses its appeal.
Dan, look at that blue number. I'm gonna show you the blue number. Just
the blue number.
Stop, just look down, Danny. You see the blue number?
But yeah.
You put the brown gravy, there.
It's sometimes...
That's the exact number, right?
I don't know, does it make it any better?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. To you.
To me? Is this for me?
It might be.
I hope not.
Well, folks, this is live radio. You know how it works here on the show.
It's not
where we sit here and try to decipher why things aren't going. The only problem I have, right? I mean, with this, I have tons of other problems. But the only other problem I have is if I start a new whole topic.
That's when everything goes.
And then that's when the phone. Oh, there it is.
See?
Yeah.
This is how it's supposed to work.
Yo, Ham Radio, who's this?
Hey, this is Naomi Banks. How are you?
Hey! We got Naomi on the phone!
Welcome to Ham Radio.
How come he didn't pick up the first three times we called?
Well, because I'm moving things. I'm headed to Denver right now, so I'm doing a road trip, so I'm packing shit.
She's packing shit, people.
She's very busy.
Well, I should have got a notification that you were packing shit. I should have known your packing schedule, and then everything would have been fine.
Yes, I'm packing. So you'll hear me running back and forth trying to get out of here.
Are you?
So I hope the heavy breathing is okay.
Oh, we love heavy breathing. That usually makes the masturbation easier.
Yeah. It certainly does.
You're very helpful. Thank you, Ms. Banks. The beautiful Ebony Goddess that is on the phone with us right now, the beautiful Naomi Banks, is going to Denver for a particular reason. Tell them why, baby.
I am debuting my new lingerie line called IS, Intimate Seduction, by Naomi Banks. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm in love with this fucking picture of you on the Intimate Seductions website. Intimate Seductions Lingerie.com, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There is a beautiful, you are wearing, I would say it's a negligee. I don't know what exactly you would call it. Because I'm tearing them off of women. I don't really put them on the women. But it is it's a black see-through number, but your titties are covered. where you don't see, you can't see through the titties, which is kind of nice because it's not too, doesn't look cheap. It looks very classy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It looks very classy. Like your titties are covered and there's like a nice little lace number on the middle section. And then it goes like see through just kind of like, just so you see the panties and everything, which is nice. And those amazing fucking hips and legs that you have.
Yes.
Why, thank you. Yeah, you know, just about giving a piece is then giving that illusion, you know, and then when it's time to take all that out, then it'll be all right. But, with the first look, you want to seduce them.
Well, isn't that the point of, lingerie? It's actually more of a seduction tactic?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more than just going, hey, we're about to fuck. Because I think nakedness is the that's how you co-sign that you're gonna fuck.
Right, exactly. You have to seduce them first. First, you gotta fuck their mind first.
Well, every woman I've ever met in my life has fucked my mind. So I mean, in a way different way, but you know how it works. Danny, do you have a Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Naomi Banks pictorial, am I correct?
Yes, it'll be up shortly.
There you go, and you go to hamradioshow.com for that, and you can see other pictures of Naomi. Now, Naomi, are you still doing, because you are an award-winning porn star, alright, now are you still doing porn, or you're not doing porn at all?
Well, no, not, not performing. I mean, as long as those videos are out there, I'm still doing porn. But
okay. As long as the memory remains, yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, the thing is that I still do BDSM, you know, fetish stuff like that, dominatrix, shooting for my own website. But anything hardcore, stuff like that, no, I don't do anymore.
Now, you were, at one point, you were a model, right?
I was a who, I'm sorry?
You were a model, right?
Yes, I still am.
Well, no, I know you're still fucking hot and modeling stuff. I'm saying, like, you were a model and then you became a porn star.
Well, something like that. I was a model, an actress, a singer. I did a whole lot of shit. Like, I've done a whole lot. Like, literally. Nah. Literally.
She did a whole bunch of shit, people. Just so you know. And now she. And wait, did you design this lingerie?
Yes, I. Well, actually, what you see on Intimate Seduction, that is the retail store. Now, okay. What I'm debuting out in Denver this weekend and in Chicago in June is the designs that I created, and that's IS by Naomi Banks and IS Men. And that's lingerie and loungewear for men and women.
All right. So what do you got? What do you got for the men? Because I haven't seen anything for the men. What do you got for men?
Well, you're not gonna. I'm not gonna reveal that until June, until we do Exotica in Chicago. That's my hometown. So I want to come out with a bang in Chicago. So there'll be, you know, silk pajamas, silk robe, smoking jacket.
Oh, cool.
You know, something real. You know, it's still sexy and intimate, but it still gives you that masculine feel. You know, because, you know, ladies, we want to be able to, you know, dress you down with our eyes before y'all get butt naked.
Well,
we want to be teased in that sort of way.
Well, what do you like? What do you like a guy to wear? What's something that, like, a man can wear to seduce you?
You know, I do like a nice pair of silk pajama pants or boxer shorts. Like
okay.
That, with no shirt on. With no shirt on, just nice chest. And I'm not talking about, like, thick chest. I mean, just a nice, smooth chest. I can't take a hairy chest, man.
What I gotta do is, like, Danny, I gotta work out. That's number one. She wants a fucking.
She's got about 10 years before you.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't want floppy titties.
I hope you got time.
And she wants. And she wants me to nair my chest.
Boobs. As long as there's no hair on the man boobs, I'm good.
You lying woman. You're not telling me.
No, I'm serious. I'm so serious. I am a teddy bear lover. I like them thicker. I do.
Every time a girl says this, I always lose out to, like, some muscular dude.
Of course.
Like, Tyson Bedford walks in, and he's got no shirt on, wearing the exact same fucking outfit as me.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, touching his cock. And, oh, yeah, I like man boobs. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's the silk pants.
Yeah, right.
Well, then, wait, here's a better question. Let's go back to the question that we were talking about before. So now, if I'm in a car, right? And the beautiful Naomi Banks comes up to the car. I tell her to come over, right? And Naomi, I'm not wearing any pants in my car. Okay?
Wait, say that again, baby, because you were breaking up just a little bit.
Okay.
With the phone service and me driving, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Can you hear me now, baby?
Yes, I do. I hear you now, baby.
Okay, baby. Sorry. Naomi Banks called me baby. I got excited. Because Danny's got the naked pictures up. The beautiful Spank Bang Girl of the Week pictures are up. So I got her saying baby, and I'm seeing your titties at the same time. It's just very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying every minute of it, but it's very distracting.
So when you were trying to ask me a question, you was actually wanking your dick off, huh?
I was trying. I don't want to jerk off in front of the boys, but if you want me to, I have to. I mean, it's... all right, so now, let's say a teddy bear, as you say, so let's say I'm in the car, right?
Okay.
And I bring you over to, I say, hey, I need directions. You come over to the door, I'm not wearing any pants. Do you get offended, or do you go, oh, that's cute?
You know, honestly, it depends on what type of day I'm having, because I'm a really sarcastic alcoholic. And so, you know, I might say something, really cute and funny. That might offend you. It depends on what kind of feeling I got. And sometimes I might laugh it off and walk away. It really depends on how my scale is tipped.
I think also another dynamic that we never even took into this, Joe.
Yeah.
Another dynamic into the car flashing thing,
uh-huh,
is that if you have a big dick or not.
Well,
because if you don't have
it, doesn't make a difference. As long as you know how to work it, I am so serious. As long as you know how to work it, because some people with big dicks don't know how to work.
It's another lie. They always say that. I never get the fuck Naomi Banks.
It doesn't matter to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Naomi Banks never walks up and says, oh. Yeah, like a girl that looks like Naomi Banks doesn't walk up to me and go, I don't care about your dick. No. It's fine.
As long as you know how to work it.
Yeah, as long as you know how to work it.
Yeah.
Look, I eat pussy second to none. I'm one of the best pussy eaters in the world. I'll tell you right now.
That's a gift.
If
you can do that, that's my thing. If you can do that and work it, baby, oh yeah.
I
love you long time.
I'm a fat guy. I'm a fat guy. I automatically know that it's another meal. That's how I treat it.
There you go.
It's another meal.
That's why I like the teddy bears. I'm telling you. It's a lifetime that it's not
gone. God damn it. She's going to Denver and I can't get to her now. See, now would be the time where I can fuck Naomi Banks. Right now. This is the moment. I've laid the groundwork. She likes the teddy bears. Well, she doesn't care about my dick.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. She was okay with me jerking off in the car when she came over to the window.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing. But now, of course, she's going to Denver for Exotica.
There you go.
And I'm going to miss out on her now.
Yeah, you will.
Because she's busy showing off her amazing fucking lingerie.
Yeah.
And yet again, that picture is fucking... By the way, just go to the website, IntimateSeductionLingerie.com.
Yes.
And for the first... Go there with your pants off. Because the pictures alone are worth it.
Yes, I will take my pants off.
Then go buy something for your girl. Because then when you're like, oh, wait a minute, I can jerk off... Wait, I can actually have my girlfriend wear these outfits... And then I could, you know, fuck my girlfriend and pretend it's Naomi Banks, depending on what your girlfriend looks like.
Yeah, sure.
And you get to do that. That's the smart way to look at it.
Mm-hmm, that's the way to look at it. Yeah, just imagine me you just in there. Whoever you with in your fucking, just imagine me there with my body and all.
Well, Danny keeps showing me naked pictures of you, so I'm okay with it. I'm imagining.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
I always love the random bit. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Because I don't think a woman would ever... Danny, go back one picture. Go back to the one where she's spreading her pussy lips apart. I don't think ever in the... Like, Billy, has Giggles ever just lured you into a room and did that pose?
No.
Like, as much as I love... Like, look, Naomi has an amazing ass... She's a black chick. She's got a black girl ass. It's an amazing ass, people. Let's stop the bullshit. And she has like a beautiful vagina. All right. And now it's like she's got it open. It looks like a red carpet. It looks like I'm about to just walk down and there's going to be flash bulbs and shit going off. It's an amazing vagina, but I don't think any girl in the history of womanhood has ever actually made this pose that I'm looking at right now. So.
Well, maybe in high school. Yeah.
You know, you must be really excited because when you get really excited, I can like hardly hear you. I don't know if it's just, you know, gyrating in front of the mic or what, because I really can't hear you.
Well, I
just hear you say she got a nice vagina.
You do. You have a nice vagina. You heard the good part. Well, it's also because you're also driving. And it sounds like you're in a fucking tornado.
I know. So, the connection is terrible.
It sounds like she's... Is it me or does it sound like she's in Beirut?
Something like that, yeah.
Alright, so we'll wrap it up anyway. You go do what you gotta do. We'll tell everybody that they gotta go to the IntimateSeductionLingerie.com. And then you can also check out the beautiful Naomi Banks on our page there at hamradioshow.com. Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictures are there. Beautiful, sexy pictures of the woman behind Intimate Seduction Lingerie. So you win. It's a win-win.
And if you're going to Denver,
yes,
check it out.
Yeah, go to Denver. Go hang out with her.
Right. Yeah, come hang out with me. Come give me some hugs.
By the way, she's also, the reason why she's also a good behind the microphone, she has her own radio show, Chocolate Radio, every Tuesday.
On, yes, baby.
Yeah, damn right. Chocolate Radio Live Show.net for that, yes. So you can do that, baby.
Yes, you can. And if you want to get your ass beat, you go to Goddess My Own.
There you go. Goddess Naomi. Even see, that time you sounded like you were excited because people didn't hear that. It's Goddess Naomi. There you go. Goddess Naomi. On Facebook, you can check her out. You can find her all over the place. But if you're in Denver, go to Exotica this weekend, March 31st through April 2nd at the Crown Plaza DIA Convention Center, booth 311, and see the beautiful Naomi Banks, baby.
Yes, come see me, people. Come see me, sexy people. Yes.
Yes.
All day.
All day long. Come see sexy people hanging out with other sexy people. That's what happens.
Go get them.
Right, and ladies are free on Friday.
Ladies are free on Friday.
Yeah, ladies are free on Friday. So, guys, make sure you guys bring your leg. That's a cheap-ass date.
There you go. It's a cheap-ass date, and you're bound to get some because you
would think. Yes! Yeah. You might even get that fantasy of getting a crystal.
There you go. All right, you have fun in Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the beautiful Naomi Banks.
Thank you. You guys keep it sexy, all right?
All right, we will.
All right, baby. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, baby.
Oh, that connection was
I had to get off the phone.
Sound like a storm chaser. I got frayed there for a second.
She's just going back and forth, running around, like she said.
Well, that was the problem.
I think she has the window open in the car or something.
No, she's running around grabbing stuff.
No, she was in the car. Billy couldn't even hear the fucking interview. She was in the car.
Yeah, Billy can't hear to begin with.
I don't care.
When?
Who said what?
What did I do?
I was a spread eagle.
What happened?
I heard was nice vagina.
That's right.
That's all I heard. Danny's telling me that the phone is overpowering because you hear all the popping. You hear all that shit.
The phone volume was very hot for the Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, maybe just Naomi.
For the first time, somebody was louder than you on the mic.
It's a first time for everything, folks.
I tell you.
It happens. Either way, she was fucking great.
Yeah, she's nice girl.
I enjoy her.
I just wish you had a better connection. We could have spoke to her a
little. Well, you know what it is? She's busy. She's running around. She's got some big old titties.
Yeah.
I thought Danny was giving me the sign for big old titties, but he was just telling me there's 4 minutes till we go to break.
Okay.
But he looked like he was palming a pair of tits.
You think?
I think that's
my hand is not big enough for those titties.
There's some big old titties.
And for the Facebook people, I put the link to the Spank Bank in the chat room there.
Yes, some big old titties. And you must check them out. Go to the Spank Bank, hamradioshow.com. Just in case you can't access the link.
Yes.
Maybe you're stupid.
Open it in a new window so you can still listen to the show.
There you go. You can
watch
have
the porn.
You could have it all together.
Absolutely.
One giant program full of porn and radio goodness for your ear holes. It is the Ham Radio Show. It is our gift to you. So she, by the way, beautiful. Sorry. I just keep going back to the pictures. I was on hamradioshow.com. I'm sorry. Looking at it. Did you see the pictorial, Joe?
Did you see the
titties?
She's a gorgeous woman.
She was a supermodel, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
She was doing runways and everything else and decided, hey, I'm just going to go into porn.
Oh, what the hell?
And goes into porn, and she's like that hot going into porn.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's doing this. Look at her right here. Look how fucking... Those are at least G cups. Look at the size of those tits.
Quite an attractive young lady.
IntimateSeductionLingerie.com. That's her.
That's right.
Everybody playing at home. I do hate, by the way, when we actually get through on the phones And then it does sound like,
yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just saying, because then I know that Joe, then with Joe, because Joe is Mr. Engineer.
Yeah.
So then Joe is going to be all grumpy now. He's going to go, well, the show is good until the phone call.
Well, yeah, you know.
And,
yeah.
Then, and then he brings down the level of fucking awesomeness that is this show.
Well, you know,
you bring it down, Joe. You bring it down. You're bringing me down, Joe.
No, I don't mean that. It's just that it sounds very unprofessional.
Your mom sounds unprofessional.
Well, we have to deal with something like that, and and I'm not blaming the girl. She has her own thing, but you know, I would rather she.
Joe secretly is blaming Naomi.
Get to where she's going, and then call us. I will record it.
But then it would
Denver?
Be like for six well, no. hours now.
What I'm trying to say is, we're very flexible. I mean,
not as flexible as her. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Very flexible.
Joe, you know, we can't call the celebrities lives. We can't control it.
How it works. When we were a morning show, it was different.
But we could pre-record. You know, it's a different thing.
By the way, Regina's calling you Debbie Downer.
Oh,
yes, Debbie Downer.
So I'm not the only one.
But Regina, did you really enjoy her end of the interview? I mean, did you really?
Because maybe she did. Maybe Regina was rubbing one out.
Well,
did you ever think of that? Maybe she was flicking the fucking.
She was a very as a person. She was a very good interview. I mean, she was she was lively. She was vibrant.
Billy's playing something right now, so I can't fucking.
You couldn't understand what was going
do
on.
Do what I'm supposed to be doing. Are you done fucking around? Can I raise your pot now?
Do it.
All right.
Do it, baby.
Well, I'm trying to go to commercial.
Come on, baby.
But Billy's playing something right, and then he gets mad at me.
I put your pants on, will you please? We've had enough of this.
He looks at me and he's like, just do it already.
Well, fucking do it.
I'm trying to. Hold on. Well, let's see what Regina said. You never know. Maybe she was rubbing one out. But now you ruined it, Joe. You ruined her rubbing one out. You ruined the fucking monotony of the show.
Like they say, Joe can fuck up a wet dream.
He did. You are the soul Peter of the hard-on of this show, Joe.
How'd you get that line from my wife?
I know. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll go to break. We'll come back with more stuff. That's what we do after these words. Come on!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, the Boom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP. making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage, or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah, you're listening to Ham Radio. But right now, you're listening to me talk about Comic Book Jones. That's right, Comic Book Jones in the heart of Staten Island, 2220 Forest Avenue in Harbor Plaza. 718-448-1234. That number one more time, 718-448-1234. You can't tell me you can't remember that number. It's got 1234 in it, for Christ's sake. For more information, go to comicbookjones.com. They got comics, they got toys, they got collectibles. They have a coffee lounge. That's the best part. You can have some cafe and read your comics. That is totally awesome. Comic Book Jones, full service purveyors of comic books and comic book culture. Pull lists and special orders are always welcome. Part of a Lucky Jones company, it's Comic Book Jones. 448-1234 or hit them up at comicbookjones.com. That's 718-448-1234. comicbookjones.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
At least for now, insiders for Kanye West deny rumors he'll be on the judges panel for NBC's possible reboot of American Idol. In a related story, Beyonce may be winning the next 13 weeks of American Idol. Burt Bacharach is being sued after his dog sitter claims the singer's dog bit off two of his fingers, requiring a skin graft from his groin. Baffling doctors as it too is covered in peanut butter. Despite getting busted for heroin and cocaine possession last week, actor and comedian Artie Lang performed in front of 300 New York City police officers. His drug problems compounded by his weight issues, Artie Lang was the first to boil heroin on a spork. Here comes Honey Boo Boo mom June Shannon underwent skin removal surgery as part of her weight loss reality show. Complaining she feels like Frankenstein, what better time to be bursting at the seams with excitement?
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Gets me that way. It's the Ham Radio Show. Welcome back. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Swept away. Yeah. These shows go by too quick.
Only 2 hours.
I know. It's just too much. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, like I said, also on Facebook Live. You can check us out.
We should be on twice a week.
Yeah, well, I have no... When do you want to do the second show, people?
I say...
When the hell are you all free?
Me and you can do a show on Fridays.
Yeah.
I don't know, Fridays... I fall asleep on Fridays. I catch up on my sleep. I might be able to do another 2 hours.
Why don't we do a 1 hour show 5 days a week?
Not all of us are available.
And when exactly am I supposed to function in life, Joe?
Oh, you don't function.
You just show up.
You just call up.
Says the retired fucking guy.
We'll interview you over the phone.
Oh, so I can Skype into my own show?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm sure it's been done somewhere.
It has.
Andy used to do it. He used to Skype in here all the time.
That's because he was lazy and didn't want to come in from Jersey.
I don't blame him.
The tolls are outrageous.
Oh, God.
Are you still playing something, fucker?
No.
Yeah, I just raised your pot. You were still playing.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, now you're not.
didn't hear anything.
I called him. And he went, yeah, no, I'm not. He's like my nieces.
I didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. No. And then when I tell them to swear on their iPads, they go, oh, well, I did it.
Some other guy did it.
I cured.
I totally did it. 718-577-1389.
That's right.
By the way, I don't even have time to go into the bit, but the just a heads up, if you want to be in the Avengers Infinity War, they're taking applicants, by the way. You can be a part of it. Applicants, by the way, are required to send two color headshots, clothing size, and a phone number.
Wow.
Fans can log in, can log on to moviecastingcall.org. That's moviecastingcall.org. And you can hopefully be a part of Avengers Infinity War, which, by the way, is going to have every Marvel character in it. So you might be part of history. I just wanted to throw that out there to the fans. Like, I know we have a ton of nerds, like myself.
Get those nerds.
Yeah, if Danny ever fixed his fucking thing, we would have the drop.
I think they're running out of superheroes. I mean,
they're never going to run out of superheroes.
There are superheroes.
You bite your fucking tongue, sir.
Okay.
I also have the Justice League coming out, so suck a dick. Oh. I got a lot of stuff happening.
Why don't they invent some new superheroes?
Yesterday we had the new trailer.
A trailer?
A new trailer.
Okay.
A new trailer.
Yep.
Is what, 1975?
1960, first off.
No, but like, I remember watching this in like 1975 on Channel 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are the only memories that Billy has.
Yeah.
The new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer is up. You can check that out. The tie-in, the movie that Sony and Marvel are working together on. So
it won't suck as Marvel's working.
Is this the sexy version of Spider-Man or the other version of Spider-Man?
Did you say the sexy version of Spider-Man?
Yeah, there's two different kind of Spider-Man movies. You know, the sexy Spider-Man, like Superman. There's the good Superman, and there's the Superman. I mean, Batman. You know, the good Batman, and there's the Batman who don't give a fuck. You know.
I'm trying to understand where the sexy Spider-Man part comes in.
Well, like a sexy,
the romantic version.
Yeah, he has women on the side. You know.
He's got women on the side? What is he fucking?
He's got side porn?
What is he like? Bond now?
Yeah, something like that. He's like the James Bond of Spider-Man, you know?
He can't function unless he's got a woman or like.
Like he's got that thing.
He's fucking Mary Jane and then he also fucks Wonder Woman?
Everybody.
He goes down to DCville and fucks
all
Wonder
these women are chasing him. Like, he's like really cool. Like, he's like, you like Bruce, he's James Bond Spider-Man, you know?
I have no clue what you're referring to.
And he has the black suit. He wears black.
Oh, that's when Venom.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you.
Okay.
All right. There is a Venom. There is a symbiote that comes from. It's an alien that comes from outer space and infects Peter Parker and gives him the black suit.
Ah,
it engulfs itself over Spider-Man.
And he becomes sexy,
and
right?
He doesn't become sexy. He just becomes the black Spider-Man.
I mean,
I guess you find the black Spider-Man sexy.
Is Joe rubbing one out to the
He
black
might
Spider-Man?
Be.
Is he a Negro?
He's not a Negro. There is a black and Latino Spider-Man as well. I forgot his name right now. Someone look up the new
Tarantula.
There is an El Tarantula.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
Okay.
Look up the Billy. Look up. There is. Miles Morales is the other one. There is another Spider-Man. There's a bunch of Spider-Men.
They all got bitten by a spider on a school trip.
Radioactive Spider-Man.
Do they have a superhero named Spanish Fly?
Yeah, Bill Cosby was him.
That's funny.
I try to host a comedy show.
Hey, Spanish
that
Fly,
you now
back.
Want to do an hour every fucking day. You piece of shit. Dude, if I didn't have this amazing job that I have,
yes.
I would do 5 days a week. You couldn't stop me from doing 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
But because of the hours I have to work, plus taking care of my nieces, I have no time. Like today, I had a break. Today, I had no nieces to pick up today. They were being handled by something else. Some sport that she had to go to, and I didn't have to pick them up. So I gained like an hour's worth of sleep. I got to take a nap and then do that. And then come here
come
and then do the show. Then I get to finish out this show with all my spider powers a tingling. And then I get to fucking finish doing the documentation of this show. And then I got to still drive home and then get everything ready for tomorrow and then try to go to sleep.
That's such a long drive.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a long drive, fuckstick. Mister, I gotta fucking make fun of my complaining, you patronizing cock. I'm saying that I still have to do all this shit. What are you doing today? What are you doing, Danny?
I am doing nothing.
There you go. Just shut it up. Why don't you stay and document the show then?
This guy used to work two jobs.
This dude's a Mexican. I don't know what the fuck he's in. A Mexican and a Jamaican.
I worked hard today.
What'd you do?
I marathon the Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Have you considered therapy?
Asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole face. I was gonna go into the whole other thing about the Raiders.
It's a great show, by the way.
Breaking Bad is a great show.
Yeah.
You heard about what happened with the Raiders?
They're going to
Vegas.
They were approved by every team except the Dolphins.
Vegas.
Yeah, and why was they, somebody was saying it was about the guy from the Dolphins didn't approve it because it was something about the Super Bowl coming. Like, he wanted to make sure that stadium.
Right.
Like, if they added a new, like, the new stadium would cause a problem or some shit.
Right. Well, see, usually what they do with professional sporting
events.
Wait
a minute, I gotta make it official. It's the Raiders theme song.
Usually what happens in Vegas, though, the professional.
Stays in Vegas.
Professional sporting events and many of the college ones, at one point, you weren't allowed to gamble on them if they took place in Vegas or
yeah.
in Nevada.
Well, that was my whole discussion. I said that
now,
you're going to have legal gambling and prostitution.
Well, there's a brothel opening up near the stadium.
It's Dennis's. Supposedly.
There you go.
Dennis's open. I can't. They sent me the thing. Yeah, I'll get the name of it because they sent me the fucking thing today.
Balls and pucks because you got the hockey team going in. This,
no, they
this
sent me.
Year.
Hold on. They sent me the. There it is. It's going to be. Dennis Hoff's world famous Pirates Booty Sports Brothel.
There you
score,
go.
Score with us. The billboard's already up.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I got that sent by Dennis Ed in 2020. He's going to have that fully operational.
Right. Oh, plan ahead. Get
yeah.
it built up nice.
Beautiful.
But the commission out there, the gambling commission now is a lot stronger and a lot more ethical. It's not as run by as many.
It's the NFL.
People.
It can't be that fucking ethical.
No, no, it's not the NFL. The gambling commission in Vegas is a lot different than what it used to be. So now you can have the gambling there. Plus, most of these players that are playing, if they're going to throw a game, it's got to be worth way more than you could ever, you know, imagine
yeah.
because the money that they're making now. That's guaranteed.
Yeah, but
they would risk losing guaranteed money for something that's more than likely
absolutely.
Not going to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, but I think it happens every day. But now when you have the ability, to have it right there at your fingertips, when you have the ability to have...
But there's also
like there's more... There's clauses in everybody's contract, man.
Right, where they're not supposed to do this, that, and the other thing.
There's clauses in your contract that says you're not allowed to wear blue, but you do.
Yeah,
you
what's that,
fucking contracts.
Purple is your color.
Yes, you're only allowed purple.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I'm offended that you're not wearing purple.
Sucks to be you, don't
you,
it?
You look like a single freezy freaky glove. I was left out in a storm when you wear blue.
So.
Mr. Freeze. Just
what
saying.
Do you fucking do.
I'm just saying that it's in everybody's contracts where you're not. Don't fuck whores. Don't gamble. Don't do this. Don't
well,
do drugs.
Unless,
don't be Plaxico Burress and shoot yourself in the fucking thigh.
Unless you're in the NBA, then it's perfectly fine to
yeah.
smoke weed, do all this other shit, but don't take pharmaceuticals that you can buy at a regular drugstore.
Smoke weed every day.
That you're allowed to do in the NBA.
Yep.
You don't test for that.
I don't think they shouldn't. I still think weed is should be the one thing that they let them have. Let them have something.
Yeah.
What the fuck is weed going to do to them?
Relax,
like, if they're doing blow, I understand. Stop it. You're doing blow. But weed, it's weed. If you happen to set it on fire, it fucking, it's good.
It's
weed.
Yeah,
didn't they approve some rule changes during this thing, too?
Yeah, it is some, but I didn't get those.
Yes, no no happy dancing in the end zone. Cheerleaders must wear skirts that only start at their nipples. just trying to read all the rules.
Is that true?
Let's get all the rules here.
He lied about that one. Right?
All immigrants must play at least 50 minutes a game, which is a plus. That's a good one. I think that's being handled in the proper way. Well, and also, every Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., sorry, there was a correction. Roger Goodell did change that. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Wednesday, Eastern Time, they must listen to the Ham Radio Show, which I think is punishment enough for anyone.
Yeah.
So, there are rules and regulations that you must follow.
Sure thing, yeah.
All right, well, apparently now they can review penalties. These are the possible rule changes. Pass interference, instead of being the go-to thing that fucking everybody does. Oh, shit, we got to... And they just throw it up, and it's an automatic wherever. It's only going to be 15 yards now.
Just let them... Why are there so many fucking rules?
They want, like every other sport, they want to speed up the game.
Well, that too. They want to cut some shit out with the commercials.
They want to, shorten the commercials.
Fuck that! Just let them play!
If you let them play, you don't need all these fucking commercials.
No, you let them play. You take the commercials, you do everything, but you just make it, Smash Mouth old school, where people are picking up their teeth.
They're trying to cut out some of the penalties to make you stop the clock.
Right.
And all that stuff to...
Whoa, stop the clock.
Because, when you're sitting and you're running out of time, you're trying to stop the clock, so you get, some,
control the clock. That's the whole point of that.
Yeah, they're trying to make rules to eliminate that, so you can't control the clock.
As well. If you watch,
Is there icing? Is icing still happening?
Icing does happen in hockey, yeah. There's
no more two-line passes.
Right.
What exactly is icing, anyway?
It's that stuff on the cake. It's delicious.
I know that, but...
You put your finger in it, and
Is that when you're, with the skate, you put ice on the puck or something?
No.
You put ice on the puck?
No.
My God, you're stupid.
It used to be from your side of the
Billy's blue shirt.
No. From your side of the red line, you dump it in without, connecting a pass or being, making a pass or...
And ladies and gentlemen, that's our sports guy right there.
It just ends up going across, it used to be going across the two lines into the other team's end. That would be your fucking icing call.
Stick it in their
basically,
end.
Basically, if you launch the puck from one side of the ice all the way to the other, and
that's pretty much what it's coming down to now. But also now, if your guy can fly down fast enough and beat the other guy
to the puck.
No, not to the puck, because they don't do that shit no more.
Not to the puck, Danny, asshole.
But
you're
to the
wrong.
Face-off dots.
I kind of like my explanation better.
No, that would be where they would kick ice up on the goalie. That's a two-minute penalty.
And this is why I listen every morning to Mad Dog Sports.
Really?
I listen to the Morning Men when I'm at work. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Babchick and Cohen and Goldberg behind the board. Because I only need to learn stuff from them. I still just heard Billy explain shit, and I have no clue what icing is. Except for Joe telling me there's ice on the puck.
Well,
and I still think it's something on a cake
because
I'm fat.
You know when guys slide with the skate and they make that
they
ice?
They make snow.
They make snow like...
You snow the goalie. That's the only thing you get a penalty for.
If you put that on the puck, it's icing, right?
No.
What the
no.
fuck?
No. Icing.
Yeah.
Your side of the red line. You dump the puck in.
Is there anything I can throw at them?
No.
That's what it is.
Well, Joe is insistent that it's just covering the puck
with ice.
You could try that, but it's not going to work because you could do that in any zone.
Hey, ref! I'm icing over here!
Yeah.
Well, the NFL is trying to speed up the
game. Well, you know, it's really hard to hit a puck that's got ice all over it.
Very true.
No, it's not.
It's very true.
You can't even see it.
Billy, what do you know? Like, you play hockey.
If they put enough ice on it, you won't even be able to see it.
Let Joe explain it. He has never played a lick of hockey in his life.
You'll have to get his damn bones.
Not one period.
You won't see a big black object slide across ice.
No, it's because they
yes, you can.
They're going to put ice on top of it.
There's a few of those in the league.
I was going to... See, everyone thought I was going racist. I was going to say Penguins. Fuck off, motherfucker.
Looks like kicking. But the NFL is trying to speed up the game like the NHL did, trying to make it faster play.
Okay. Well, that's why, did you see how I went to, I brought you to the NHL, Danny,
yes,
to get you there.
But the NHL rule changes to me sucks.
Too many of them are hard.
There's too many rules in sports as it is. Just let the fuckers play. Let them play.
But they fight all the time.
That's good.
That's why they need rules.
What? In hockey, you could fight.
Yeah, but...
It's the only one you're still allowed. Technically, you're not allowed.
But they fight because they don't understand the rules.
No,
they fight because somebody...
you fuck somebody up.
No,
you went after my best player. I'm coming after you.
Yeah, well, football players don't fight.
No, because what are they wearing?
I beg to differ. They fight because somebody put snow all over the fucking puck.
Hey, that would make me mad.
And somebody was like, that's fucking icing, ref.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There was a time if you went down and kicked snow up on the other goalie there, somebody would come and try to beat the shit out of you.
See?
But
well, you can't ice the goalie.
Why not?
You shouldn't ice the goalie, Billy.
Oh, well, now that's 2 minutes.
This is why we will never be on Mad Dog Sports.
I don't think so.
94, by the way, if you're on a certain radio. You know, a serious radio kind of company.
Sure.
Just saying. We will never be part of that family because I don't know at all a damn thing about hockey.
No.
I can't play basketball. I'm too short and white.
And fat.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Somebody tried to bounce you.
I went to a hockey game.
Billy just did morning show funny.
Hey-o!
I went to a hockey game one time. You know, and we had really great seats. It was like the box was owned by Wrigley Chewing Gum.
Yeah.
We were right behind the guy who like looks at the goal. You know,
the goal judge.
Yeah. The guy that looks at the goal.
I was like sitting really next to him. You know.
Yeah,
and when they come down, it's exciting. It really is.
It's exciting.
It really is. I mean, you know, those guys are fighting. And it's tough. And they're banging against the glass. And
you know the old saying.
You're right,
Joe, right
there. You know.
You know the old saying, Joe.
No, what's that?
I went to a fight and the fucking hockey game broke out.
Yeah, oh, that
because that's all they have. All they do is fucking fight.
Not every game.
No.
But that's the only thing that makes it interesting to me. I don't know because I can't fucking.
Yeah.
I don't care. No. That's what it is.
Not every game. I
don't
guess,
care. Yeah. Baseball's boring as fuck.
Yeah,
baseball's boring.
Baseball's boring as fuck. I can't skate, so therefore I don't like hockey. Can't play basketball, therefore I can't do this. I can play football, so I do enjoy watching football.
You can fight in boxing.
You can fight. I can fight in boxing. Put me in a ring, I'll fight.
You can
I have
fight
no problem.
In boxing the whole time.
I have no problem when like contact sports. You a little MMA.
Yeah. You can sumo.
I can sumo, MMA, pro wrestling. It's all good stuff like that.
Yeah.
Andy, by the way, laughing his ass off at the show. Just want to bring that up. A lot of people cracking wise.
You can have pie eating is a sport.
Pie eating, professional eating.
Oh, yeah.
Is a sport. Yeah. Which I could dominate.
Well, it depends on the food. You know, certain foods.
You rockin'!
Damn right.
Like, I could eat lobster all day long and shrimp and
things
I know. Like
seafood never fills me up.
Yeah, me too, right? I could eat like 40 pieces. I could eat the ocean, man. But, you know, give me a...
I could eat the ocean.
But, you know, a dish of spaghetti.
That's a James Taylor song, isn't it?
I
could eat the ocean.
No, he's not. I could eat Carly Simon.
Oh. That tasted like the ocean.
Help!
I'm falling into Carly Simon's vagina!
It's tuberculosis!
Help!
It smells like tuberculosis!
Oh, what is that? Rotten salmon?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You just call out my name! Cause you're drowning in my snatch!
And it'll never smell
you all the way to sink. Goodbye!
And I'll come in.
Yes. Come and face me again.
To fuck you again.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Would you like a slice of bread?
Man, your fucking balls. You smell. I have nothing for the last 10 seconds.
Do the fish.
Sorry. I'm just laughing.
Believe it or not.
I'm just trying to figure out if you... I believe Carly Simon's vagina smells.
I'll bet
now,
you...
If I... Am I the only one here that thinks it does?
Let me tell you something. I don't care who the woman is. And I'm not saying all the time.
You're about to say this about your wife.
No.
Let's bring your wife in.
When you know, you're working all day, and you go in to have the thing, it's gotta have a little cleaner.
Why don't you fucking 3 a.m.?
I mean, after the shower, it's okay, you know.
You know the old Chinese proverb. Why don't you fuck a woman at 3 a.m.?
Why?
Have you ever pulled apart a cold, grilled cheese sandwich?
Is that right? I
jerk.
I just gave everybody a visual.
Oh! What did he do?
I bet you Naomi.
Oh, I hope I remember to hit save.
I bet you Naomi Banks never has that fucking problem.
I didn't do that last week and it fucked me up.
Yeah. By the way, did everyone see the pictures of me and Danny in the Purple Rain studio?
I did, yes. I saw
being all professional and junk.
Oh, you put a name on the Purple Rain?
It's Purple Rain.
I don't know. I didn't give it that name.
Because it's purple.
Half purple. And
it's
half
fucking
black.
Purple.
Well, it's purple.
It's a purple.
It looks like the Ravens uniform.
Yeah. You're like Ray Lewis. He killed a guy.
Allegedly.
It's really cool. I like your studio. I like
it. It is. Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Purple, as in the color, and then Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Because Danny's a big Roman Rain fan.
Okay.
Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he is.
I was so depressed when the Undertaker killed that tombstone last week.
What was the original color? Originally, it was yellow and black, blue.
Right? Yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue.
Yes, it was. Oh, IKEA. We called.
How's that for a segue?
We used to call it IKEA Studios.
And then his bitch Sandy ruined it all.
Yeah,
she had a big wet box. Yeah.
We had to
redo the whole studio.
Superstone Sandy gave Danny a blowy.
Yeah. But you know, it came out better the second time.
It's actually better now.
And I just added a separate broadcast area.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at him.
It does. He did. And let me just tell you, even though it had water damage, only parts of it smell like canned tuna. So, the only thing I can imagine that smells worse is Carly Simon's vagina. Let the pussy run.
Rain's here.
Why ain't Billy playing to Carly Simon?
I have, because he's horrible. You give him an opening.
You have three minutes to play what you gotta play.
I am sitting here singing, let the pussy run.
Here I come to save the day.
No, that's Mighty Mouse. I want to hear, let the pussy run. That's not it.
What the hell is
what
that?
Is that?
I don't know. Apparently it's the Rihanna featuring Future love song.
Ooh.
Why would that be helpful right now?
I don't know, but it's got Snapbox. Oh, Snapback. Whatever the fuck.
This makes me want to hurt people.
I don't know. Apparently
this makes me want to hurt Joe.
Why do you have a...
apparently it's popular with the kids these days.
What number is it on the countdown?
Four. I think I'll go look. It's number 4. Joe seems to know this.
All right, well, how about we go to... See, people are angry now at you, Billy, in the Facebook live stream. They got a lot of fucking angry faces. Why don't you get me the number 1 song? At least play something nice.
Because it's probably not nice either.
It's nice! By looking at the list, it's Ed Sheeran, am I correct?
He's close.
Ed Sheeran is way nicer than fucking that horrible... Here we go, look how nice this is. Dun, ding, dong, dun, ding, dong, dun, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Now this is good.
Yeah, come on.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go.
He did a special concert series, by the way.
Table doing
shots, and then we talk slow. For his new album, which is, I believe this is the single of the new album. Billy, pretend you're a DJ. Tell people what it is.
Oh, fuck.
You got the paper right in front of you, you fuck.
It's the Shape of You, you fucking round bastard.
I know you love the Shape of Me.
But, like, I hear this, I heard this, like, 70,000 fucking times already. So,
Is this what Giggles plays when she burns the candle wax in your nipples?
Between the two jobs I was in, they just kept, this was on constantly. So, you kind of don't give a fuck and don't want to listen to it.
Somebody's calling my phone.
Yeah. Well, why don't you find out who it is?
Because we're on the air.
Well, find out. Then tell them, hey, now you're on the air. Fuck you. And make them famous.
I'm in love with the same man. I'm in love with your body.
No.
All right. So let's get done with that. Because we do have to go home. We had to finish the show.
That was just,
I want to thank everybody that watched us on Facebook Live. Hi, people on Facebook Live. You've been very nice all day.
Goodbye, people.
You guys are great people. A lot of people stayed in the fucking, for almost the whole show, by the way.
Oh.
Want to bring that up. For almost the whole fucking show.
Yes. Don't put your nose in Carly Simon's vagina.
Don't do that. That is today's lesson.
That will be no good.
Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, remember to make sure it doesn't smell like Carly Simon's fucking vagina. Just don't do that.
Don't do that. That's no good.
Besides that, thank you, Naomi Banks, for being on the show. To everybody else, I say AMF. You know what that means, right?
Yes, I do.
Adios, motherfucker! Yeah! Carly Simon's vagina smells! Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.